Now, the rest of the story. Whatever happened to Susan Gross? She'd be in her mid-50s now, if she wouldn't mind my telling. You know, Sue used to be superintendent of the French Glen, Oregon School District. That was quite a while back. In fact, she got the job when she was only 25. Of course, there's only one school in the school district of French Glen. And when Sue Gross was superintendent, that one school had only one teacher. Now, wait a minute, there's more. The one teacher's name was Sue Gross. Sue, all by herself, was actually district superintendent and principal and faculty and even athletic director of the district's only school. A one-woman school system. How did it all start? Well, Sue graduated Oregon State College in 1977, went on to teach in Irving, Texas, then in Salem, Oregon for a couple of years before coming to French Glen. Challenging as the prospect was, Sue knew that this would probably be her only ever opportunity to call all the shots. No principal looking over her shoulder, no superintendent second-guessing the principal. She'd be in complete control of the situation as no other American educator in modern times. As district superintendent, Sue handled all of the state paperwork in quarterly and annual reports, informed the state of the number of students in her district and their attendance records, ordered the school textbooks, of course, even served on the committee that chose the kinds of textbooks used in the system. Now, this was only grades 1 through 8. No high school in the district. Correspondence addressed to chairman of the PTA or to football coach. That was Sue's mail. But it was her role as a classroom teacher that made all of that red tape worthwhile. As her own boss, if she had wanted to take the whole student body on a field trip, she needed nobody's permission. Or if she'd wanted to change the curriculum in mid-semester, she just changed it. And today, well, French Glen, Oregon hasn't changed much. The school is still there. Grades are 1 through 8. Older students still attend high school over in Crane, Oregon. And there may be a couple of teachers in the French Glen school these days, but they still talk about the old days, back when Sue Gross was the ambitious, enthusiastic young educator who did it all, an inspiring example of what could be done by one. O-N-E, one. Oh, and something else, the population of French Glen right now is 10. Only 10 people living in the entire district. And when Sue was French Glen's one-woman school system, there were only 6. Yes, you can see where I'm going. There was a student named Donnie Edwards attending school back then, young man whose family had moved there from California. Anyway, Donnie was the student body, was the only pupil in the entire school district, a public school student, taught by a faculty of one, and in a class all by himself. Only now you know the rest of the story.